Limerick's Live 95 FM Sport with Frank Hoke and Volkswagen Dublin Road. Still going strong after 40 years. There must be a reason. FrankHogan.ie.
And a very good afternoon, everybody, and welcome along to the Stade Marcel Michelin this afternoon, where, of course, our live feature features Munster against Clermont in the European Rugby Champions Cup. Kick-off 3:15 Irish time, 4:15 French time, and we have full live commentary to come a little later in the afternoon. But we'll talk more about that in just a couple of moments, but only one real place to start, and that was with events overnight in Las Vegas. And, of course, Ireland, and indeed Limerick, for the first time in its history, has a new world boxing champion. Andy Lee claimed the WBO middleweight championship with a 6-round stoppage of Mac Carabas in Las Vegas last night. It really was an absolutely cracking fight. Lee was behind on the scorecards heading into the sixth round, as we subsequently found out, but an absolute haymaker of a right hook from Lee knocked Carabas. Didn't knock him to the canvas, but certainly rocked him, and a combination of 12 or 14 punches on top of it, and the referee eventually jumped in to stop the fight. So Limerick's Andy Lee, world middleweight champion, and it was well worth getting up in the wee small hours of the morning to watch it. Super stuff from Andy Lee. His mandatory defence will be against Billy Joe Saunders. He's an English boxer, and Andy Lee says there's only one place where that fight is going to take place.
It's got to be an island. It's the biggest place, the biggest cell, and the biggest possible arena for it, and I'm the champ. I'm not going outside of Ireland. He can come to me if he wants to fight me. That's it. Come try and take this belt away.
95 FM News.
It's 2:00. Good afternoon. I'm Gillian Devlin. Hundreds of people have turned out to welcome Limerick's world boxing champion Andy Lee home. The 30-year-old from Castleconnell arrived into Shannon Airport shortly before 1:00 this afternoon to a hero's welcome. First to welcome him home was his mother Anne, who described her pride in her son. And he's achieved his lifelong dream to return to Shannon Airport with a world title belt.
Surreal, but it's a great feeling all the same, and something I dreamed of and fantasised about, stepping back here when I won the title, come back to Shannon and back to Limerick, and it's a dream come true.
Andy's mum, Anne Lee, was also waiting patiently to see her son. She doesn't think the world title will change Andy.
He's just an ordinary boy, like a run on the bog road, and couldn't get to run sometimes because people are stopping the cars to have a chat. And that's Andy. He's won a world title, but he's just Andy. And, you know, all the children are waiting to touch the belt. And I don't know, I'm just so happy, you know. And God, it's great. And for all of you to come here today for him, thank you, and thank you to 95 FM, because they always support him up, down or whatever. They always get in touch and wish him well, and means a lot to all of us, you know, and thank you for that.
We look back at a mixed bag of results for Limerick and Limerick-based teams in a minute. But Liam, you want to tell us a bit of exciting news we have coming up here at Live 95 FM in the weeks to come.
Yeah, in your absence, Joe, last week, we made a decision.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
I suppose it was announced a good couple of weeks back that Andy Lee is going to be fighting in America on the 10th of April in the Barclays Centre, or the 11th of April in the Barclays Centre, to defend his world title. Now, we all know Andy came home and said that he wanted his first defence to be in Limerick. Unfortunately, alas, that wasn't to be. But the good news for listeners to Limerick's Live 95 FM is that we will be going to New York, and we will have all the build-up to Andy Lee's fight, the reaction, the pre-fight, the post-fight. So listeners, while they won't be able to get the fight in their own backyard, as they say, they'll get all the atmosphere, the build-up to it, and the post-match reaction to it as well here on Limerick's Live 95 FM. So it's good news for the listeners, and it's going to be even better news for two specific listeners, John.
Yeah, because there's a competition to come.
Yeah, and details of it are just being finalised.
Limerick Today on Limerick's Live 95 FM with Good Health, the health supplement for healthy lifestyles, inside today's Irish Daily Mail. A big read for a small price.
Now, Live 95 FM's sports editor, Liam Ahern, is off to New York to cover the build-up, the fight itself, and the aftermath of Andy Lee's first world title defence. And very good morning to you, Liam. How are you this morning?
Morning, Joe. I'm very good. Yourself?
Yeah, it's been talked about for a long time, but now we are on the cusp of this very important defence for Andy. I mean, he's already a world champion, but if he could win in, as you pointed out to me, Quillen's backyard in Brooklyn on Saturday night, it would put him on another level again.
This is exceptionally difficult for Andy Lee. There's no doubt about it. I mean, as I was saying to you on Friday morning, Peter Quillen will walk to the Barclays Centre in Brooklyn on Saturday night to take on Andy Lee. And Quillen comes into it with a very good record as well. He's had 31 fights. He's had zero losses. And I'll tell you, excitement is building around America for this fight as well, because yesterday, Andy Lee, or last night our time, which was this morning time in New York, Andy Lee was at the New York Stock Exchange to ring the bell in order to start the New York Stock Exchange, and that'll tell you.
Because Live 95 FM's sports editor is there, and he's been in Brooklyn and spoke to the protagonists in advance of this huge fight at the weekend. First of all, he talked to the champ, Andy Lee, at a public workout session that Andy was doing.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's good for him, but that also brings the pressure with it, because I've fought at home before, and there's an expectation, and people you know personally are all coming to the fight, so that's also a pressure, you know, when you're fighting in your home place. So I know all about that, and but for me, I've fought in New York plenty of times, and there's plenty of Irish here and good friends of mine here, so I'll have plenty of support too.
Have you ever felt as good going into a fight?
I honestly can't say that I haven't. It's almost a bit unnerving, because I can remember I said to Adam this morning at breakfast, like, before the Karabakh fight, I spent a lot of time in my room and stuff, and thinking about the fight, going over the fight, and, you know, saying things to myself to build confidence and affirmations and things like that. And I haven't done it this time. And I don't know that I asked Adam, do you think it's good or bad? You know, I haven't felt the need to do it. And he says, good, because you don't have to think anymore. It's just time to do it. And that's all I have to do, just walk out there and do what I've been doing every day in the gym now. And, like, Adam says that we are, you know, people are what they consistently do, what they do all the time. And for the last year, I've been training very hard, performing very well every day in the gym. And hopefully I can just do all I need is one more day on Saturday, you know. Yeah.
Is that a sign of the experience you've gained, though, from winning the world title and the confidence that gave you?
I think so, yeah. And 36 fights now, and yeah, it's just, I'm a veteran, like, and I've, like I said, all that experience of being with Emmanuel and being in Detroit, losses, ups and downs, there's not much I haven't seen, you know what I mean?
There she goes, Meghan Trainor. Lips are moving. Welcome to Live at Night. This is JP here on Limerick's Live 95 FM. And welcome to the weekend. We've got a cracking load of tunes coming up to get you informed for the next few days ahead. And another chance to get your hands on a pizza, thanks to Four Star Pizza. Hang around. I'll give you some clues very shortly for the chance to win. I got great tunes coming up from Dave Barge, Rhythm of the Night. We got Darling, our select Irish for April. Some Take That as well. And stand by for some very important breaking news from New York, with Liam Ahern just ahead of that world title fight with Andy Lee tomorrow night. Liam Ahern in just a moment, live from New York.
Live at Night with JP Dillon, with Four Star Pizza, Ashdown Centre. Four Star Pizza. Live 95 FM Sport covers your local sport like nobody else.
Good evening and welcome to the Barclays Centre here in Brooklyn in New York, where I can tell you that there's a bit of late drama here after the weigh-in. Peter Kid Chocolate Quillen is 1.04 pounds over the weight. He has until about 8 o'clock Irish time, 3 o'clock local time here, to lose that pound and 1.4 pounds, or else this fight tomorrow night between himself and Andy Lee becomes a non-title fight. So there is drama here at the Barclays Centre. There's people hanging around to see if he will make the weight. We're about an hour or so away from his second weigh-in, but as it stands, this fight looks destined to be a non-title fight between Andy Lee and Peter Quillen, unless Quillen can lose the 1.4 pounds. We'll have updates on as it happens here in Limerick's Live 95 FM, so stay tuned. Limerick's Live
95 FM. That's your latest news update at 8:04.
Live 95 FM Sport covers your local sport like nobody else.
Welcome back to the Barclays Centre here in New York, where I can tell you that tomorrow's fight between Andy Lee and Peter Quillen is going to be a non-title fight after Peter Quillen has failed to make the weight here. 160 pounds is the weight, so he weighed in at 161.4 in the first weigh-in, and then followed that with a second weigh-in of 160.8, and then after he removed his shorts, he was 160.6, so that means that he has missed out by 0.6 of a pound. But Andy Lee will remain world champion. He will fight here tomorrow night at the Barclays Centre, but the title is not on the line after Peter Quillen hasn't made the weight. We'll have more on this throughout the evening here on Live 95 FM. Now,
we turn our attention to boxing and even more dramatic news. From the Barclays Centre late last evening, just after 8 o'clock Irish time, Peter Quillen overweighed for tonight's epic showdown with Andy Lee. We're joined by our sports editor, Liam Ahern, who's been in New York throughout the week building up to the fight. Liam, when the news came through last night, I think a lot of relief knowing that Andy was going to maintain the belt. But as the hours wore on, it's a real disgrace, isn't it, that Quillen overweighed? Surely he knew all this beforehand, and very unprofessional that tonight's fight is now a non-title fight.
Well, I suppose, Mick, when you look at it, and his job is basically to be a professional boxer, and rule number one for professional boxers is you have to make the weight at your division. No, this isn't the first time that Quillen has failed to make the weight. He failed to make it in a previous attempt at the first weigh-in, but made it at the second weigh-in, and it was the same yesterday afternoon. He stepped up to the scales. Andy Lee, of course, was second up, but Peter Kid Chocolate Quillen stepped up to the scales and weighed 161.4 pounds. Now, that's 1.4 pounds overweight, because the weight limit for the middleweight is 160 pounds. So he was 1.4 pounds over. Then there was a bit of a conflab as to what was going to happen, and basically by rules of boxing, he was given 2 hours to try and lose that 1.4 pounds. He left straight away, went to a gym, went to a sauna, and tried to lose it. Andy came in below the weight at 159.6, and as I've said a few times this week, I haven't seen Andy Lee look as well as what he is this week. Peter Quillen came back then with about 15 minutes or so left in the 2 hours and decided he was going to take the weigh-in. He weighed in at 160.8, so he had lost 0.6 of a pound, and that was with his trunks on. He took the trunks off, stripped off, and basically weighed 160.6 pounds, so was still overweight, and the decision at that stage was made that he wouldn't be fighting for the world title, which is a real shame, because there's somewhere in the region about a capacity of about 20,000 at the arena. Quite a lot of them have come from a long way away, if you like, and paid a lot of money, because tickets for this fight night were not cheap. There is now no world title at all to be had tonight. There's some fantastic fights, there's no doubt about it, and Andy will still fight Peter Quillen, but it's pretty, I suppose, it's a dark day for boxing yesterday, that a challenger who has spoken so much about how everything means to win back this title can't even make the weight on a weigh-in.
Quillen on the canvas once in this fight, Lee on the canvas twice, the first and third round, but since then has recovered remarkably well, and Lee's feet almost gone from under him there, but manages to recover and throw a left-right combination of his own. Quillen looks unfazed. 30 seconds left of the last and final round of what's been a brawl here in Brooklyn. Lee with a left right to the face of Quillen, both of them going for this victory here. I feel that Lee needs to get a knockout in order to win. More neutral experts feel this could go either way. We're into the last 5 seconds. Quillen and Lee exchanging blows at the end, and the final bell goes, and that has been a right old fight. And considering that Andy Lee had been on the canvas twice in the opening three rounds, he has done remarkably well to get here to this 12th round, and for me on points, I don't think he's done it. I just don't think Andy Lee has done it. Both boxers rise and are raised by their respective camps, but for me it's Quillen's on points, but one just never knows.
regardless of what happens, of course, Andy Lee will still remain as WBO middleweight champion after Kid Chocolate Quillen didn't make the weight. Just adding up my scorecard, and I have it at Quillen 114, Lee 111. But we'll just wait and see. All depends on the judges. A couple of neutrals have this an awful lot tighter than I have, and I hope they're right as opposed to me. But I have Quillen ahead on this one. Let's wait and see. The result is imminent. Quillen raises his fists to the crowd. Andy Lee is in his corner. Let's find out. Here we go.
Scores it for Lee. Your second judge, Eric Walensky, scores the fight 113-112, scoring it for Quillen.
So we've a split decision.
Judge at ringside, Glenn Feldman, scores the fight 113-113. He has it even. The fight is declared a split draw.
Well, we have a split draw. That is incredible. That is quite incredible, and this for me is as good as a victory for Andy Lee, considering after three rounds there was two 10-8s, a split draw. We will take that most definitely, and I am glad to be wrong on that one.
Given where you were after in the third round, does it kind of feel like a bit of a victory?
No, I don't know how to feel about it, really. It was weird, like, it wasn't even a championship fight, so I mean, it wasn't, so coming in, I'm not making any excuses, but the result leaves, I think it's a good thing because both of us enhanced our reputation. That was what was on the line here, no title, but our reputations, and we both come out looking, you know, looking better from it, because he showed his class, and I showed my resilience, and eventually my boxing, so... yeah, we could fight again, who knows, and we'll see what happens.
Would you be interested in having a rematch with him?
I would be. If I don't make those mistakes that I made early in the fight, then it's a different outcome, and we'll see what happens. But
How disappointing was it for you that it wasn't the world title fight? You know, because you had psyched yourself up for that, and to only find out then yesterday that it's not going to be a world title fight, did it change your mindset coming into it?
I don't really want to make any excuses or nothing. Like I said, it was a fight at the end of the day, so you're going to win. I don't want to say, but you know, coming in there knowing that the titles are restored anyway, and then it's kind of then in your mind, like, if I lose the fight, I'm still champion. Well, how do I feel about that? You know, so it was a awkward, not awkward, but a weird situation to go into. But okay, it was fight. You know, I wanted the fight, and I didn't want the fight to get cancelled, and that was the first thing I said to Adam: make sure we'd get the fight.
And you're taking a bit of a break now, are you, for a few months? So relax.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. I probably won't fight again until maybe August. August at Tottenham Park would be nice. And who knows? Like, I'm just going to relax and enjoy the result, but enjoy my performance and what I showed, and then take some time and then get back in the gym.
Okay, now we can join our sports editor, Liam Ahern, in New York. Liam, what's the feeling on the ground after a very dramatic night at the Barclays Centre?
Well, it certainly was dramatic, no doubt about it, Trevor, as you say. But I think the general overall feeling around is that Andy Lee will be very, very happy this morning to come away with that draw, considering the position he was in the third round. There was a few Irish journalists that travelled over, and we were kind of all saying after about the fourth or fifth round that if Andy Lee manages to get any sort of a result here, it will probably rank as one of his best performances. And I think it was there or thereabouts. I mean, in terms of... The fight itself, it was sometimes too difficult to call, and many rounds in particular after the fourth round, or after the third round I should say, were exceptionally difficult to call. And I have the official scorecards here in front of me, and some judges gave them to Andy, more judges gave them to Quillen, and I suppose, look, at the end of the day, a draw was probably about the fairest result. And when you look at the fight stats that came to us straight afterwards, Andy Lee threw a total of 299 punches, Quillen 267, and in terms of jabs thrown, Lee threw 134 and Quillen threw 122. So from the stats of the fight itself, probably a draw the fairest result.